Well, we have a special guest joining us for the Outdoor Show today, Dr. Dana Richter from Michigan Tech University. Thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
And I appreciate you kind of talking to us a little bit today. We're going to get into morels and morel hunting. You're a research scientist at Michigan Tech.
It's true. I work with wood decay especially.
There we go. Wood decay and fungi and tree diseases. Is that correct?
Did I get that right? Yes, that's correct.
And the reason that I'm calling you today is somebody from the DNR referred me to you as an expert on fungi. And with this weather pattern coming up and the timing of everything happening right now, it seems like the morels are just going to absolutely explode in this next week. Would you agree?
If it's cool and wet, that's what they like this time of the year, sure. About when the lilacs are blooming.
And that's just about to happen for most of us, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
So let's talk about the habitat to look for morels. What would be the first thing you'd tell someone if they've never, you know, really looked for morels before, and what type of habitat?
Well, you know, when there used to be a lot of elm trees around, people would say around dying elms, but there aren't a lot of elms up here anymore, but that's a good place to look. If you do have dying elms, recently dead elms within the past 5 years or so, but I tell people the aspen groves, where there's some ferns coming up, you know, and the understory is not real grassy, that's a good place to look. Also, apple orchards and old apple orchards is a good place to look. Sometimes disturbed ground, even if it's been along the roadside. Or burns is another place, pine burns,
okay,
where there's been some burning in pine plantations, or jack pines is a good place to look. I think the DNR put out a map a while back ago where all there were some burning that took place in the jack pines, and recommending those places to look for morels.
And generally speaking, when you talk about burns, you're talking about fresh burns from the last year or so. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. Within the past couple of years, right?
Okay. Yeah, we did talk to them a little bit about that on one of our shows once. I guess I also wanted to talk about the fact that we did get some moisture this past weekend, albeit in some places it was frozen moisture. But
yeah,
that has now melted, sunk into the ground. We got some warmer weather coming. How quickly do morels grow?
Within a couple days, they're up, and they don't really take a long time to expand. So within a couple days, they'll achieve their size, and I think that's about it.
And we're going to continue talking about morels and other mushrooms when we continue in our next Outdoor Report, get into identifying them correctly, and more with Dr. Dana Richter from Michigan Tech University when we continue this in our next Outdoor Report later this hour, right here on The Outdoor Show.